Good evening, friends. This is Carolyn Evers, and maybe you got some sort of an idea who might be over here next to me. Who do you think it is, Richard?
Who's over there next to you, Carolyn? I can't see from here.
Oh, you're next to me.
Oh, how sweet.
Anyway, friends, if you got our email, if you signed up at the website, you know that Elvis is on board tonight. And you know, we started out with Elvis joining us. The first time I had contact with Elvis is when he joined us for Chaos Before Creation. And he had a very interesting section there where he talked about angels. And after that, Elvis came a couple times on this particular show, and he talked about how he was getting ready to come back into Earth again and what he was going to, his path. He talked about his path and his previous life. And so Elvis, we have found, has a very good insight into, well, he's worked very hard on the other side, and so he has great insight on things that are happening, things that are before us. And since these several times that Elvis has been with us, he has started to work with Richard and I in the sense that he helps us formulate information that we need from the other side, and he has been very faithful, very diligent, and we've been able to count on him. And so when he said that he wanted to be on the show tonight and he is choosing to speak about ascension and to speak about rejuvenation, we said, yeah, we'd like to have you come. And we feel that he's qualified to discuss this because of the work that he has done on the other side. And what I would like to do, Elvis, if it's okay with you, I'd like to take this call from a caller who is on line one. And who is that? Lewis from, is it New York? Lewis, are you on the line? Well, I guess Lewis had a change of heart. So, what we're going to do is connect with Elvis. Yes?
Hello?
Yes, Lewis. How about telling us what you... Okay. What would you like to ask Elvis?
Well, I would like to ask him, what kind of connection do I have with him because of my birthday? I had a reading done by Dr. Lewis Thury, and I understand we have... I believe it's a very similar dragon based on the reading that Dr. Thury does. In other words, we have the head of the dragon. And that's
I heard
why
what
he
you said, my dear. Let's ask Elvis if the two of you have a connection.
Yes.
Richard, we're asking Elvis if he has a connection with Lewis, and would Elvis... come on board and tell us about this.
Yes, he's here. And he is saying, my dear Lewis, there are similarity with these patterns as has been suggested, but this does not imply a connection of what you might call meaning between the two of us. And I would consider that as a result of these patterns, there are some similar characteristics which may come forth, but there is no what I would call a soul connection between you and I.
Okay. So what do you see my life becoming? Because I've been through a lot of...
Lewis, I'd appreciate, my dear, if we not get into personal questions about your future life, because what we're choosing to do tonight, if if you will allow this. We want to use a general topic about ascension and about rejuvenation. And we'll do another call at a time when we can talk about personalities and personal things. But it's kind of like off topic for now. So tune
I'm
in.
Very much into the ascension because I go to your website pretty much all the time, and I get your newsletters and your links and everything. And I'm one step from ordering, the karmic.
The karmic clearing, yes.
Clearing, yes, because I.
Yes.
Well,
Lewis, you just hold on to your chair, sit back and listen, because Elvis is going to come on board and he's going to talk about ascension and rejuvenation from his perspective. Thank you, dear, for calling. We do appreciate it, and you stay close.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, dear. So, Richard, I'm not exactly sure what Elvis has in mind, because we didn't have the opportunity to discuss this with him. Does he have one topic that he prefers to bring on first?
I don't know. Let's see what he's got to say, because I didn't review it with him either. So let's see what he has to say. And he's here. I wish to talk about these key subjects for humanity from my perspective, because it is something that I knew nothing about in the time that I was present on Earth, and in a way I regret not being aware that all of this was, in a sense, so soon to come forth. It would have made, I suspect, quite a difference to the approach that I took in my life, but that is as it is. And so, particularly since I have been working with the two of you, and I would add quite closely for those who are listening, and it has been a great joy and privilege to work with these two as I have begun to understand the nature of their work and indeed the challenges that they have had to deal with to bring this work forth. And I would just very quickly add that very few would understand just how challenged these two have been in bringing forth what is theirs to do. I would like to take the opportunity to express from my perspective on this side of the veil, if you will, what I see in regard to the process of rejuvenation of the physical body and the process of ascension on planet Earth and what it means in a broader sense. So, if you will allow me just a few minutes, I would like to bring this perspective forth and then we can go wherever you wish. And what I would like to say is that the process of rejuvenation of the physical body, as it will come forth very soon upon your planet, is truly breathtaking. It is something which has not been part of the consciousness of your beautiful planet in the past. And what is happening is, in a sense, a turning back of the clock, because some of you will be aware that humanity, at least the planet, had a civilization, you could call it, known as Atlantis, which ended some 12,500 years ago of your time. And at that time, the aging of the physical body, as you know it, began. It did not occur prior to that event. And so this limited the time that a soul might spend in a physical body to, as you would say, the typical 80, as you might refer to it. Some say 60 to 100 years that one might live a given life. And this was caused by the decay of an aspect of the not the DNA, but the chromosome, This aspect is known as the telomere. And this process will be ended and indeed reversed by the rejuvenation process. And so this is a kind of magic of its own. In addition, there will be the triggering of what you term the internal transformation to what is known as the first phase of the Adam-Kadmon physical body, which is the form that the physical body will have beyond ascension. And the reason I mention this is that I exist in what is known as the now. Your experience of time is linear time, where only the present is present, you could say, and you do not have ready access to the past and the future, though it is indeed possible to access these from your dimension if you know how. However, where I reside, all of the past, present, and future are present, you could say, and they exist currently. And so it is very easy to examine what are the very high probability future events that will unfold upon your beautiful planet. And so I am able to view what will unfold as this process occurs upon your planet over the next 2 years, and it is truly breathtaking. I have come to realize that the emergence of rejuvenation of the physical body will be the trigger event which will alert humanity in general to what is happening at the end of 2012 and beyond, because no scientific explanation can be given for what is about to happen, nor are there any religions that embody this unfolding. And so it will cut through the accepted perspectives of what life is about upon your planet. So it will be a very, very powerful event as it unfolds. And so I just wanted to express that it is truly an exciting unfolding, which is very close to beginning upon your planet. Very, very close indeed. And I would add that this is something that I am also able to assess reasonably accurately by examining the probable futures for events upon your planet. And so I want to move on to the subject of ascension, because it is an unfolding that is not well understood, although some are beginning to grasp this shift. There are many who speak about a change in vibration to what is called the fifth dimension by many upon your planet. And this is what is rather better known on my side of this veil of consciousness that surrounds planet Earth. It is better known in this dimension as the angelic dimension. And that is a dimension of quite high vibration, and it is the highest vibration to which a soul has taken a physical body. And so in a way this is a reward for humanity, and it truly will be an extraordinary time as you begin to adapt to the experience of using a physical body in all of its power and ability in this dimension. It is truly extraordinary what you will be able to achieve. And again, I can witness this to an extent. The other thing that I wish to mention about the ascension process is that I wish to recall comments from Mother Mary in some of the messages which she has provided for those important energy events such as full moons and solstices and equinoxes and so on, where she has spoken about consciousness being a little like a vase, where the vase rests on the lowest level, on the base, and indeed the lowest level of consciousness, which contains beings with souls, is indeed your beautiful planet. And so as planet Earth ascends, so indeed will all creation, all beings across the cosmos, be lifted up as part of that process. And so from a personal perspective, your focus needs to be on your personal journey of preparation for these events, and then passing through that ascension process in March of 2013. However, your participation in that process is truly rendering a great service to so many other beings across the cosmos because of this dependence, because of the way, in a sense, all consciousness rests upon that vase. And so this is what I wished to mention to you.
Elvis, I assume that you have completed what you had intended to say at first?
That is so.
Good. And so we're going to open this up for questions from the listeners. And as we await their calls, I will ask some questions of you if you would be kind enough to help us out. I don't know if you know this. It's not something that we have discussed before. After ascension, or shall we say those who ascend, do you know if they'll still be in linear time or if they will be in the now? Are you aware of that?
The events which unfold, beginning with the energies coming in with that solstice of December 2012, and you could say completing with the ascension event at the March equinox of 2013, this process will see the ending of the linear time experience as you experience it upon your planet. And so all of those who ascend will join the experience of the now, and so all who step through this process will once more recall all of their past lives, indeed be able to remember and revisit right back to the moment of the creation of their monad, the creation of their soul by all there is in the center of the cosmos. This will be a truly extraordinary experience for you all. And indeed, you will once more be able to view the future and examine possible futures and choose what you wish to choose by way of your future path. And so, yes, this will be a transition back to the experience of the now. And I have also come to understand that this linear time experience, as you know it, only became part of the experience of Earth with the fall in Atlantis. Prior to that fall, as it is known, when the consciousness of humanity fell to a much lower vibration, and there were many changes made to the physical body as part of that process, prior to this, in the time of Atlantis and before, your planet experienced the now just as most, if not all, other forms of planetary experience the now.
That's very exciting. I particularly like the idea that we will be able to look at our future possibilities and choose the one that we wish to experience. I do have another question. You said something that intrigued me, and that was that if you know how to access that now, you can. But before we get to that, I'd like to take a call from one of the listeners, and that's Dennis from Florida, who's on line 3. Dennis.
Yes, hello. Thank you
hello.
For taking the call. My question is, if life is going to be changing with Ascension in March of 2013, and we now work for a living, what will we be doing? What will we be working on? And what about the multiples that are currently unemployed?
Well, I think that is a remarkable question. In other words, are we going to have to earn our daily bread, so to speak? So,
exactly.
Elvis, do you have a sense of this? After Ascension, will people still have to go to work?
There will be no compulsion for anybody to work to provide the basics of life, because you will all rapidly understand how to bring forth anything in a physical sense from the formless, from the background energy, if you will. You will begin to create whatever you wish in that regard. So if you wish to bring forth food or clothing or indeed even your own housing, you can simply create it from the background energy. And so the requirement that you currently have to undertake what you call work to pay for the basics of life, all of this will simply dissolve. And so that does not mean that people will not be engaging in activities which you could say produce outcomes for themselves and others, because they will. There will be so many things that you may choose to investigate, you may choose to do. There will be no shortage of activity. So many upon your planet, because you spend so much of your time working, as you call it, are at a loss to imagine what you could do with your time. And yet, in truth, there are many upon your planet who do not spend their time in the way that, in the way of a 9-to-5 type work activity, who are fully occupied with many activities. And so there will be no shortage of things that you might do, but the requirement to engage, to find an employer who is willing to engage your services and pay you money for the things you might do, and to subjugate yourself to the will of others for the purpose of receiving the money you need to live, that entire mentality, that entire activity, that entire process will simply dissolve.
My, what an interesting answer. And Dennis, thank you for that fascinating question. We're going to move on to line one, and Douglas from Los Angeles is on line one. Douglas?
Yeah, hi. Hi, Carolyn, Richard.
Hi.
And Elvis, thank you. Hi. Elvis, thank you so much for joining us and interacting with us. It's a beautiful thing. Thank you. The question I have is about the present position that we're in, moving forward into the actual rejuvenation, and what we can be more consciously aware of doing to make that transition smoother, to make the way ready for rejuvenation. And also specifically with the autumn equinox coming up next week, I didn't know if there was some insight you could give us that we could be more focused to
let's start with the autumn equinox first. Elvis, do you have some insight as to what energies or power or presence that the equinox is going to bring to Earth? So let's start with that one first.
I will say that this is a very powerful event, and many have begun to realize this when they see that the equinox and the full moon are just 6 hours apart. And some have also begun to realize, those who have an interest in astrology have begun to realize, that there are a number of planets that are also engaging in this event. The planets of Jupiter and Uranus are what you might term in opposition at that time. And so it is a very powerful event with many energies coming together. In addition, there is still some influence from the Grand Cross, which you could say peaked in August, though it continues to be active. So there are many elements that are coming together to make this a very powerful event. And I will leave the details of what these energies will do to those who bring those messages forth. I do not see it as my place to open up the details of this. However, I would say that these energies will certainly contribute to the ongoing preparation process for humanity as you all approach those very special dates in your near future.
Thank you, Elvis. And then the second part of Douglas's question, perhaps we might say he's asking for some advice as to what we might do to prepare for ascension. That's the way you wanted to phrase that, wasn't it, Douglas?
Yeah, and rejuvenation as well, specifically.
Well, okay, let's start with the first one. Douglas wants to know what he might do and humanity might do to prepare for ascension. What's your thoughts on that?
There have been many individuals that have come forth and expressed views about what needs to be done to prepare for the ascension process. And if one chases down all these threads, you could say it can become very confusing. And I have come to understand that indeed the process is very simple. There has been a lot of planning that has been done by beings on this side in acknowledgement of how difficult it will be for humanity in a broad sense to prepare for this event. And so the preparation has been made very simple. And there are three steps. And those three steps have been spoken about by messages brought forth from these two many times. And indeed, if I understand correctly, it is summarized on their 2012 website, the 2012countdown.com. There is a page on that website called Are You Ready? And it defines those three steps. And those three steps are to acknowledge your Creator, to clear your negative karmic past, and to rejuvenate your physical body. And those three steps are all, in essence, that it takes for you to be prepared. And the first is simply a choice to acknowledge your Creator, that indeed the particles that make up your soul, those particles are indeed on loan, you could say, from your Creator. And so it is simply a matter of acknowledging that relationship, that is all. And then the second step is simply placing yourself where you are able to experience the karmic clearing command that has been given to these two. And that command will ensure that all of your negative past life karmic energies are cleared. That is a command that has been given by the karmic board under a dispensation by the karmic board in acknowledgement of this very difficult consciousness upon your planet. And so you simply need to experience that command. And the same is true for the rejuvenation process. You simply need to experience the rejuvenation command once the command has been activated and is made available, and that has not yet happened. And so it is simply a matter of experiencing those two. At this point, the opportunity for experiencing the karmic clearing command exists within the soul healing sessions that these two offer. However, once the rejuvenation command comes forth and these two have undertaken their preparatory work and completed the structuring of the workshops in which these commands will be available, then it will be a matter of arranging to attend in some form one of these workshops from these two or one of the many healers that they will activate and train in regard to those workshops. And so this will unfold in the coming times. And in terms of your own preparation, I encourage you to perhaps practice meditating to begin to understand that you, along with everyone else upon this beautiful planet, can do the kind of thing that you are listening to Richard do in this moment, and that is bring forth the words of another being from the other side of the veil. This is, in fact, a very easy process that every human being can undertake when they learn how, and begin to understand that you can communicate with your physical body, the extraordinary consciousness that is present in your physical body, and begin to communicate with your higher self, and so on. All of these spiritual skills, begin to understand and accept the spiritual being that you are, and understand that the process to prepare for ascension is simply engaging in these three steps. It is that simple. That is all.
Thank you, Douglas, for your wonderful question, and thank you, Elvis, for your very complete answer. And we will go on. Anyone who wishes to call in, please call in, and we'll relay your question to Elvis. Now, we...
What is the number, Carolyn, for people to call on in on?
I will have to get out of my...
Oh, there it is. 888-815-9756.
Thank you. I would have had to get out of my screen here to get it. And BBS sent the number. Thank you. And thank you, Richard, for putting me on the spot. I just love
that. That's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. I will do it any time, you know.
I know you would, and I love dancing on a dime. It is fun. Yes, indeed. I can count on you, Richard. Yeah, you're one of my favorite supporters. Okay. Now, there was another aspect that I wanted to touch base with Elvis, and he said something that was very intriguing. And Elvis, you were talking about on Earth we're in linear time, and on your side you live in the now, where there is the past, the present, and the future choices, and that when we ascend, we will be in the now, which is wonderful. A lot of possibilities there. But you said something that intrigued me, is if we know how to do this presently, we can access the future from this linear time, or shall we say, the options of future threads or future possibilities. Can you expand on that a little bit? Because I find that very fascinating.
Perhaps I should expand not just on the future, but indeed the past. Because indeed you can access what are known as your past lives from where you are also. And it is possible to access these past lives. Often it is done as part of seeking to clear negative energies, but indeed as you move forward, you'll begin to access these past lives, as I mentioned. And although I said that it would be readily accessible to all as you enter the now, indeed, your access to the past in particular, but also the future, will grow as you move forward as the energies change. And this access to both of these, in fact, at this time is via your higher self, that aspect of you. Another term might be your soul, which is sent forth from your monad, that totality of your soul as was created by all there is. That soul or that higher self connects back to the monad, and your higher self is able to access the now, and so it can access future possibilities on your behalf and bring them forth to you. It also, via your monad, has access to all of your past lives, and so it can begin to bring those experiences forth to you. And indeed, you can begin to change past experiences to change your current. And indeed, that is what you begin to do in the now much more actively. If you want to change your present, you can reach back into the past and change events in your past, events that have led to your current experience in the now. So you can fine-tune your current experience of the now moment, the present, by changing what unfolded in the past. This might seem very strange, but indeed it is one of the gifts of the experience of the now. And indeed, as you are accessing the future, you are able to, you could say, try on different futures. Now, you can begin to do this by, as I say, accessing future possibilities via your higher self. As you learn how to communicate with this aspect of yourself, it can bring you those experiences, and you can access them and experience them to some extent. And you might say you can influence your future path by the use of things like intentions and affirmations, although these will really only work powerfully for you once you have cleared your negative past life karmic energies. And so, to shorten my long answer, it is via your higher self that you can begin to access your past and your future from within your current consciousness.
Thank you, Elvis. We'll revisit some of those truths because they're fascinating after we take a couple callers. Now, Anton, I guess that's from Minneapolis, is on line one. Anton.
Hey, Carolyn and Rachel. Okay.
Hi, Anton.
I have another question about work, but not work after ascension, work up to ascension. I spend a lot of time and energy to create a nice flower garden, and other people might spend energy and time to create something else. And then the idea comes into my head, is it worth it? Because in 2.5 years, everything is over.
You are currently living your life in this dimension, and I encourage you to always live your life in every moment to the fullest of your desires. And so I would not encourage you to simply, you could say, waste your time between now and that unfolding. Indeed, it is important to develop what you wish to see in your life at this time. And I would add to that to begin to visualize what you wish to see in your experience beyond ascension, because if you visualize it and you intend to bring it forth in your experience beyond ascension, then you may simply take your garden with you, you could say. It will be part of your experience beyond the ascension process upon the new earth. It is not as if the new earth will be pristine and you will all be wandering around wondering what to do on this completely undeveloped planet. It is not like that. You indeed can begin to fashion your experience as you wish it to be beyond the ascension event, and so it will be.
It sounds very good. So I will put much more energy into my flower garden.
I love it. And when you put your energy in your flower garden, don't forget the elementals. And if you're not familiar with the elementals, the show about the elementals is available to download from my information on BBS. And there was a fascinating show on the elementals. So check that out. Get the elementals to help you with your garden. Thank you, Anton.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now we're going to go to Colin from Florida, who is online too, please.
Hello.
Hello, Colin.
Can you?
What would you like to know?
I'd like to know, my question really relies with, the next few years, kind of playing off the last question, but my question has to do with, like, the light and dark energies that are currently on this planet and, you know, how that's kind of going to play out, you know, over the next few years. I mean, I understand you guys had a show where the energies from outside sources that were, you know, given the dark energies more power have been kind of limited and shut off. And so it only would make sense to me that they would be looking for other, ways to maintain their strength, you know, i.e. the people that hold the light on this planet. So I'm just kind of,
Colin, is this perhaps a good way to express your question? You could ask Elvis, is there still going to be a struggle between the light and the dark on this planet after ascension? Would that work for you?
Well, I know there won't be after ascension, or at least that's the way I feel. I just kind of want to know how, you know, in a general synopsis of how it's going to play out up until ascension, and then what is the role of the, the light bearers? Like, when are they going to come into play?
Let's break that down, because you've got a couple themes going on here. Let's talk about the first theme that you mentioned. You want to know, I think this is what you want to know, is about the struggle between the light and the dark before ascension. Is that accurate? Is that how you see it, of your question?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Okay. Elvis, what would you like to say with regards to the struggle between the light and the dark on planet Earth, how that's going to work out in your point of view before ascension?
What has already begun to unfold is the disempowering of those beings, those individuals that are pursuing the agenda of the dark. And although by and large it has not yet become visible upon your planet, there have been actions taken which are limiting some of the more extreme behaviors of the dark upon your planet. And this will expand. And what will begin to happen quite soon is the exposure of those activities of the dark that have so deeply defined life as it has been experienced, and the degree to which the experience of humanity upon the planet has been fashioned, has been defined by those of the dark for their own agenda. All of this will come forth over the next 2 years. In parallel with this will come forth so much knowledge and information about the activities of the light upon the planet, and great understanding of this will also come forth. Many great secrets will be shared. And so these next 2 and a bit years between now and the arrival of the solstice of December 2012 will be a period of great revelation. It has been spoken about that the secrets of both the light and the dark will come forth, and indeed, as I perceive it, that will be so. And so this time that you have been in, where there has been so much abuse by the dark, this abuse will be rapidly coming to an end.
Thank you, Colin, and thank you, Elvis, for your beautiful answer.
Thank you.
Now, Gail from Wisconsin is on line one. Gail, welcome.
Hi, Carolyn, and I really appreciate your taking my call, and Elvis, and of course, everyone here. My question actually is, I've been led to understand that once we do our ascension, that we will be able to walk amongst the masters and teachers, and our guides and family, soul family members that, you know, have passed on, are we going to be able to do this?
Your question is, after ascension, will you be able to communicate or be in the presence of masters and those of your family that have passed on? Is that accurate?
Right.
Okay. Okay. Elvis, what's your perception on this?
Any member of humanity today, once they learn how to do this, is able to communicate with their loved ones that have passed on and any of the masters. They can do that today, and indeed, the two hosting this call teach people to do this every day through their soul healing sessions and via the work that they offer on the rightbrainmagic.com website. And so anybody can do this today. However, there is another aspect to your question, and that is, will you be walking amongst these ones upon your new earth, as it is called? And most of these beings, as they currently reside, do not have physical bodies, and so they will not be joining you on the planet in that direct sense. However, there will be a transition process where physical bodies will become available to some of those beings, and they may choose to join the new earth for that experience for a period of time. And so it is a choice that they may make when that option opens up to them. And as I understand it, this will open up relatively quickly after the ascension process has been complete.
Thank you for your complete answer. Yes, and Gail, as Elvis said, we're doing a lot of work right now. Go to the websites that we host. There's Richard, do you know where that message is from some of the people who have connected with those on the other side, their relatives and so forth? Where's the best place for
Gail to
go?
Actually, I'm a telepath, and I'm already doing that.
Oh, okay.
I was just kind of curious because that was something that was kind of hard with the energies. It's been kind of hard because you get under attack at times. So,
well,
a lot
good.
Of times
I'm
you
glad you're
it
doing
clear.
It. Thank you, Gail,
but
for your question.
But I really appreciate it. And I appreciate it. You have a wonderful evening.
You're welcome, dear. Now, Fran from New Hampshire is on line three. Fran, welcome.
Yes. Yes, thank you very much. Yes, I'm very curious. When you pass over, you do not have a body any longer. How are you communicating and talking to?
Well, I could answer that, and so could Richard, but since Elvis is the star of this show tonight, we're going to ask Elvis's perspective. Elvis, since you don't have a body on the other side, how is it that people can communicate with you and with others?
Most of humanity has the perception that they are their physical body to a large degree, and indeed everything that you do is connected to that physical body. In truth, that is not entirely accurate. Indeed, you all have a spirit body. You all have a soul, a higher self, and it is... It is the higher self, if you will, which leaves the physical body. And that aspect is very capable of communicating in many ways to any beings anywhere within creation. And yes, we do not. It seems like I am communicating to you in words, but in truth, I am transmitting thoughts to Richard, which come forth from him as my words. And I could transmit these thoughts to someone who speaks French, and they would bring my words forth in French, because the thoughts are independent of language to a large degree. So we are capable of much more than you realize without a physical body. It is the working with matter, the bringing forth of solid material objects into the physical dimensions and working with those which the physical body makes possible. And as I said, there are many things that you take to be aspects of the physical body which in truth exist whether you have a physical body or not.
Thank you, Elvis. And Fran, I would just like to add this to you. In our experience and what Richard and I work with, we have found that not only can we communicate with other souls, as Elvis explained it, but we can communicate with all forms of consciousness, whether it is an animal, a rock, a tree. As long as it has consciousness of some sort, we can communicate with it. Isn't that exciting?
Yes, it's fascinating.
It truly is. Anyway, that has been our experience. And thank you for the call, Fran.
All right. Thank you so much, Paul.
What'd you say? We're coming to the end of the hour, and I have to say this hour just went by so fast. Elvis, you brought forth some information that, in my opinion, was just so fascinating, and I would like to thank you for being here. I would like to thank Richard for bringing forth Elvis's thoughts as he explained it, and bring it forth in English.
Don't ask me to bring it forth in French, please.
And we have a couple minutes here. Richard, would you wind up the show with giving people a little bit of information as to what website they might go to and access what information, perhaps starting with people being on our mail list if they want to get future issues of information regarding the radio show. We have 3 minutes, Richard.
Yes. The easiest way to join our mailing list is to go to www.the2012countdown.com, and you can enter your name and email address on the bottom of any of the pages on that website, and you will receive an email back for you to confirm that you wish to be on that list. The other website which comes to mind is where people can go and check out the soul healing, and you can do that on the MetatronMinutes.com website, MetatronMinutes.com, and you'll find on there a page, I think it's called Soul Healings. You'll see it anyway when you go to that website. And so that is where you can investigate the information, read some of the testimonials from people that have experienced this work, and indeed listen to a beautiful recording of a woman who connected with her brother, who subsequently brought forth so many of the relatives of the family who'd crossed over. She was blown away, and I suspect you will be too if you listen to that recording.
Yes, that recording is quite beautiful. We have 1 minute, Richard. Tell people what they might find on our 2012 website, perhaps by way of the energies that we bring forth from the Masters every month.
Yes, there's a page on that website which is getting pretty long now. It's the 2012 timeline is the page, and it has messages from the Masters for all of the major energy events, full moons, equinoxes, solstices, etc., as they unfold over the last couple of years in particular. Quite fascinating material. So you can find that on the 2012 timeline page at that website.
So I would like to just talk about one thing that's coming in the future, and that is our work with the Templars, which I can't wait until we bring that forth. That is really exciting. And so, again, I wish to thank all of you for being out there listening, calling in with your beautiful questions. I'd like to thank Elvis in a very special way. And, Richard, I would like to thank you for, in a very special way, for assisting with this. And I'm going to give the listeners a little heads up about next week. We're going to have the people come back who work with the crop circles. That's going to be another exciting evening. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye, and thank you for joining us this evening.